As the world processes what happened yesterday at the U.S. Capitol, this morning, former Attorney General William Barr called President Trump's conduct a betrayal of his office and his supporters. Barr, who had been one of Trump's most loyal supporters, said that orchestrating a mob to pressure Congress is inexcusable. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, joins us now. He was inside the Capitol building yesterday. Congressman, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on again, Peter.
Sure. And I know you were on the floor of the chamber yesterday helping to barricade the doors from the mob on the other side. That must have been terrifying. What was going through your mind?
Well, I mean, listen, Troy Nils, he's a sheriff from Texas who is a newly elected member. He was there with me, and the Capitol Police and the Sergeant Arms are doing a phenomenal job. And we both felt like we could be an asset, and so we were prepared to help those guys just as much as they were going to defend us. As I look at it, their families is just as important to them as my family is to me.
Well, and I understand you also saw the woman who died get shot inside the Capitol. Can you tell us what you saw?
Well, we were in close proximity. We were at the front door. That was where we were defending, and the agitators, I don't know if you want to call them protesters or not, but definitely the rioters, they had tried to go around the back at the same time. We had thought shots were fired at the front of us because the glass had broken. At first, it did sound like shots were fired. And while that was going on, we heard glass break in the back. And that's when we knew that there was a lot more of them trying to go around behind us. And there was a lieutenant there that had to make a decision. And as unfortunately, a young lady had breached the door by coming through the glass, he had to make a life-changing decision, not just for him, but for her family also.
And from what you saw, Congressman, was the shooting justified?
I believe so, because what happened at that point is that crowd dispersed, and there were still a lot of members and a lot of staff that was on the floor. And the Capitol Police and the Sergeant Arms had gave her multiple warnings to stand down, to stand down, to stand down, and she kept coming. And if she would have made it through, everybody else was going to come through, and then the situation could have been much, much worse and possible, a lot more lives lost.
So with some hours to reflect on this, what is your response to the security failure at the Capitol? What questions do you need answered about how this was able
to happen? It a security failure. I think Capitol Police and the Sergeant Arms did the best they could with what they had. They were outnumbered, and there was a situation. A lot of people have to make a decision. Are you really going to use lethal force on a U.S. citizen, especially in the U.S. Capitol? And I think our men and women and law enforcement showed a great restraint, and the situation did escalate out of hand, but I wouldn't call it a failure, because afterwards, Peter, I went down to the triage center, and there was more than 25. There could have been 25 or 50 law enforcement officers down there, men and women. Some were Capitol Police, some were with the D.C. Police, and they were beat up. They'd been hit with clubs. There was one young man that I doubt if he actually keeps his eye. He was in surgery yesterday. His eye was literally outside of his socket, and they were willing to fight and defend. I think that they did the best they could with the resources they had.
So here's the elephant lurking in this room then. I know you said on ABC's Good Morning America today that you disagreed with your colleague, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and other Republicans, frankly, who said that the president lit the flame of this insurrection. And I do want to hear from you on that. But first, let's hear the president's words to his supporters just before they stormed the Capitol.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women, and we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength, and you have to be strong.
He told them to go to the Capitol. How can you say the president had no part in this?
We're all all responsible for our own actions. And these flames have been getting fanned for the last 5 years, from the media to the far left to even our side. And what we need to do as a country is realize, first of all, we can't be trying to place blame on anybody but ourselves. We're responsible for our own actions first and full stop. Outside of that, we need to find a better way to debate. We need to find a better way to have cordial conversations. We can adamantly disagree on points, but we can't be going to violence like this.
But with respect, sir, you can say that there is blame to go around for everybody, but this is the President of the United States, the man with the biggest bully pulpit in the world. These people were brandishing his banners. They were echoing his false claims that the election was stolen. And in the video that he posted afterwards, when he told them to go home, he empathized with their cause and again wrongly said that he won the election in a landslide. You have members of his administration who are resigning over this. Is this leadership? I mean, how could you say the president doesn't shoulder some responsibility?
The president has been very consistent on his style of leadership from day one, and we have seen hundreds, if not thousands, actually, I would say thousands of pro-Trump rallies. We've never seen violence take place. This was different. Every one of the injured officers, I visited with every one of them. This is the common theme I heard. There was the protesters were moving. This group broke away from the protesters, and they said they had evil in their eyes. They had evil intent. And as I said, we're responsible for our own actions. That's every one of us. This agitating of the crowds have been taking place since before President Trump was even sworn into office. You can't place any blame on anyone but yourself, and that's all of us taking responsibility for the actions of what we have, what the tone of our political debate has turned into.
Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican from Oklahoma, inside the Capitol building yesterday when the violent extremist stormed it. Congressman, I'm glad you're safe. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter.